You are.
For a couple of callers, but this next song goes out to 81. That was Fred Ranger by Axel Rudy Pell. That goes out to 81. And love and respect to Steve, who's a friend. Hello, caller. You're live. Someone calling me on Skype? Hello?
Can you hear me, bro?
Can you hear me now? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what the hell's the deal with the phone, but I called from the gym.
Clear air.
So what's the topic for today?
Whatever you want. People that are assholes that don't show respect, whatever you want.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
I got
two words for them. It's a one punch right in the fucking face. That's my favorite saying. I tell you, I've sent out a few of those over the years.
Some people
have a one punch.
Some people just need a punch in the face.
They really do. I mean, you know, they don't get enough of it these days. Got all these laws protecting all these fuckers. You know what I hate more than anything? I hate the fucking tough guys behind the steering wheel that gonna flip you off and then to keep on driving. Those motherfuckers I fucking hate.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I retired my 1-pounder. I have a 3-pounder now. It's called Trooper.
3-pounder.
Yeah, I retired my 1-pounder, and I'm now sporting a 3-pounder called Trooper.
Well, mine's called the Attitude Adjustment, right on the handle.
Well, don't make it too personal. Don't make it too personal, then it'll be a felony.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I better not do that. I better retire that name. I used to always break that thing out when I'm trying to fix walls and that wouldn't fix appropriately. So it was go get the attitude adjuster, and but it just seems to ride so nice alongside me.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Shit happens all over, you know.
I tell you. So I'm heading out tomorrow and gonna go hang with the brothers, and they're setting it up. I'm teaching a seminar Thursday night down there, so if anybody's listening that's down there in Mesa, I'm gonna be teaching a defensive tactics, empty hand tactics against weapons, or empty hand against empty hand. You definitely want to be there. I guarantee you'll be going home with some great techniques and great things to use, and we're doing one Sunday as well. So
you know, I made it through today without having to beat anyone, so I'd say my people skills are improving.
Hey, that's always good. I got the best job in the world. I just got to say this, because I get paid to beat people up, and I actually don't get in trouble for it. So, you know, I got the best aggression reliever there is. I don't know what else to say about it, but I can relieve all the stress in the world right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a true deal. But, bro, I got to teach class again. I just wanted to call in and give my love and respect to you and all the 81 crew out there, and let you guys know that I'm going to be rolling in down there in Arizona and teaching some classes for anybody that's 81 or 81 friendly. So just
wanted to...
You're
going to teach them how to fight with a hammer?
I'll teach them how to fight with a hammer, a hatchet, a... friggin' whip, get-back whip, a knife, a stick, you name it. I love it all. I don't discriminate. I love all weapons, especially when I'm using them.
Exactly.
So, All right, bro. I'll stay in touch with you though. I'll give you a call when I'm down there, and we'll touch base. All right.
Yeah, I don't know about this weekend because something else might be coming up, and I think you know about that, so I'll let you know.
Yeah, that's all good. All right, man. Love you, man. You take care.
Because if those guys, hey.
Yeah.
Because if those guys will probably come in from over there, so you if they're gonna give you a bike, you could probably ride in with them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But
absolutely.
I'll let you know for sure.
Okay. Yeah, and just tell them that I'll have my they'll see my cut and stuff. The guys I haven't met and stuff and
don't worry about that. Take that with you and get some feedback on it. Let me know what they say.
Yeah. No. I'm sure it'll be fine. They got a couple. Mark has a 81 support deal he wants to put on it and some other
there
stuff.
There you go.
So it's all good and I'm excited about it. And they all know, hey, I love all those guys. I'm right there. So,
all right, man.
All right, brother.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Later.
Bye-bye. Going to wait for my other caller. In the meantime, I'm going to play this. I haven't heard this yet, but this is something that was sent to me by Mike P, the big homie.
Going on when I hit the back door, they always playing my song. Watch the crowd, shit, move, this hit, they creep on. It's that real hood music.
I'm waiting for my callers. I got one calling from overseas, one calling from the East Coast, one calling from possibly the West Coast, and one from Canada. So there's a little time difference, and I understand they're having trouble with the lines. So once I'm playing music, so I'm trying to fix everything on this side. If I can't, I'll let you know. But in the meantime, this is Mike P, the big homie, and it's called Rolling Stone.
Thank you.
It was Mike P. It was straight out of San Fernando Valley. Yeah, there's a little talk going on in the chat room about one of our friends we lost over the weekend, and can't really talk about a lot, but it's going to be missed. Yeah, Diane, if you want to call, you can call right now. I think we're good. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much. Looking
yeah, I'm still kind of in shock myself.
Sorry, what?
I'm still kind of in shock myself.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. You don't know how life's gonna be when you talk to somebody a couple days before things happen, and then it's like you'll never get to talk to them again.
Yeah, that's why it's important to make sure that you take every moment and make sure you live it to the most.
Oh yeah, I mean I put up a real. Well, I got a bunch of them, but I put up one real cool picture that I like and that I know he liked because I sent him a copy of it.
Nice. I'll have to check that out for sure.
It's on today's page, but go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay. I was just gonna say we had a busy weekend and lots of.
How'd you do at the track?
I went too fast. So,
that's a good thing sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, but not in bracket racing. But drag racing
now,
out in Fontana, what a blast. Everybody should come out there. It's a great day for $10, a lot of entertainment. And if you want to run your bike down the track a few times, $20.
Uh-huh.
A lot of fun. Recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, well, I do that on the way home from work, splitting lanes at 90. Try that.
Well, that you might get a ticket for.
Not really.
No?
2 or 3 days a week, I get behind the CHP, so.
Oh, there you go. That might work.
People look real fun, real hard and real funny because it should be the other way around, no?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
So, hey, I got special friends here, Judy Carter and KJ from All From the Heart and Wheelchairs for Warriors, and they're having some really cool events coming up, and I was wondering if they could just give a little talk about what they're doing here for our troops here in the next few weeks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you met...
And I posted all the information that I had. It's been running the last couple of days.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, they pretty much dedicate their life to helping our warriors, either from Vietnam or any of the other wars that, where our guys are still alive doing whatever they can to help, and also our warriors and their families today. And
that's
I
cool.
Really, really hope we can get some more support for their events coming up here in the next few weeks, and that's what I was hoping they'd get a chance to talk a little bit about it.
Absolutely, and they can call in all the way up until the event if they want.
Cool. Well,
yeah.
Here's Judy. I'll let her...
Okay, but the way it works is if somebody's got something going, like I just posted for Biggs Harley Davidson, that Wings and Warriors fundraiser they're going to have. But whatever you guys want to do, as long as you send me a flyer to post for you, and I'll give you all the time you want.
Cool.
Anytime.
Well, here's Judy. I'll let you talk to her about it.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, you know, I don't know how much those shirts are that you gave me, but they were a big hit.
Wonderful.
So I'll have sizes for you, but I told these guys, hey, you know what? I'm not gonna go get them. You guys need to come to the run, support the run.
Yeah.
So
let me tell you about a little bit about those shirts, because we're really, really proud. This will be our 8th annual Support Our Troops event, where we honor active military families. This year we'll be doing at least 25 families. Each family has a special circumstance. They're not only serving for our freedom, you've got cancer, missing limbs, widows, PTSD, lots of that going around, got special needs children, and these families are so not only serving for us, but they've got a special circumstance going on that's making life pretty difficult. We get their wish list in advance, and we know what they want for Christmas. We spend $100 on every member of every family. We all come together first Saturday of December at Quaid, Temecula, Harley-Davidson in Old Town. Everybody's invited. Really proud to say you'd be the first one I tell, Phil. We got a sponsored flyby. So we've got formation in the air as we begin our opening ceremonies with the national anthem, the presenting of the colors, moment of silence, and such.
That's
so
cool.
The flyby is just absolutely spectacular. It's worth seeing. That goes off promptly at 11. Our T-shirts that you shared. Go ahead, Phil.
I said that's really cool. You know.
Thank you. I'm really excited that, you know, fuel alone, sponsorship.
Yeah,
for
you're not telling me nothing I don't understand, because I run from Coronado in 32nd Street all day long, and I see all that stuff all day long, and I still stop and look up to see what's going on.
Yeah.
I feel like a little kid sometimes.
It's breathtaking, and they'll come right over the top of us, and they'll do probably at least four crosses, and they'll do it in a different formation each time, and then lead pilot goes and lands at French Valley, and then he jams to the event. So the kids can all meet the pilot that was just over top. And it's just a real blessing. I would like to share about those shirts because I can send them out to anybody that would like to support us. We've got beautiful long sleeve black made in the USA support our troop t-shirts.
Hold on a second. And the keywords were they're made in USA because nothing's fucking made here anymore.
No,
you know,
shit.
Just to let you know that Walmart has three tankers. They carry 2,000 containers each. They come here three times a month and they go back empty. So what does that tell you?
China.
Yep.
China. We go the extra mile. We go the distance, and it's not even easy to find product made in the USA anymore, as we, you and your listeners, I'm sure, are well aware.
And sometimes I cry when I look at my bike and I see made in China or made in Japan on my carburetor or shit on my Harley.
That's hard.
It drives me nuts.
It's tough. So again, with the made in the USA, you can be very proud. Our shirts are $50. They don't shrink. Again, made in the USA. But you can get on our website at allfromtheheart.org, and you can donate. If you send me a message that they're wanting a shirt, shirts are $50. They've been $50 for 8 years. A couple buys a shirt, two shirts are sold.
Let me have that link one more time so I can type and put it in the chat for you.
Happy to. Allfromtheheart.org. Donate button on our website. Drop me a message if someone wants shirts. I've got ladies' shirts. I've got men's shirts. Did something a little different this year. You know, the guys wearing cuts can't, you know, you don't see our logo on the back so much. So for our MC friends, we decided to do something on the sleeves. We've added all gave some gave all.
Well, yeah, them guys were going nuts when I walked up on that carrier the other day wearing that shirt.
That makes me so happy, you know, Phil. There was a lot of joy. I had a lot of joy in gifting that shirt to you because I knew it was going to get us, you know, people are going to say where you got it. You can be proud to wear that shirt, Phil.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm probably going to bring about 15 people with me when I come.
That will be nice. If you let me know ahead of time, and this is out to all of the callers or all your listeners, you let me know ahead of time that you're coming, we'll call. We'll be there waiting with volunteers ready to greet anyone and everyone that attends. There's also a very nice Made in the USA ride pin upon arrival. It's a free event, rock and roll, barbecue, flyby. Lots of our heroes are going to be there. In addition to our wounded, our warriors that we have now, we've hooked them up with power wheelchairs and power scooters.
Uh-huh. So if anybody needs to get a hold of you, they can call you at 951-290-VETS.
VETS, which is 8387. Yes.
Okay, I'll pop that in there for you also.
Appreciate that, Phil.
And just to give you a rundown, right now, you've got 2,810. We're listening to Canada, 1,581 in Germany, 1,296 in Australia. We got Russia, France, Denmark, the United Kingdom, Switzerland, Slovenia, Ireland, Japan, Sweden, Brazil, and New Zealand, France. We're all over the place tonight.
Don't want to touch anything.
Yeah, I lost you. You're back now.
Yeah,
hold on,
that was
one.
All me, Phil.
Okay.
If hold
on
I
one
could
second.
Share a little bit about the shirt again, I really would love for your listeners to hear the blessing that they would be bestowing when they buy two shirts. We spend $100 on each member of each family, currently having totaled over $100,000 in gifts over the last 8 years. When two folks buy shirts, That $100, 100% of that money, we are simply volunteers. 100% of that money sponsors an active military family's person's Christmas. Their wish list is met with that money, so that money's going right back into our folks that need it.
When I was a young Marine with a couple of kids pumping gas on weekends just to make ends meet, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they have a tough time. They are not well paid.
No, try feeding two kids, your wife and yourself on $714 a month.
Can't, it don't work, man.
No, it never does.
Never did.
No.
We do not do enough. We will never be able to do enough. Our kids are coming home pretty broken, you know.
Yeah, and the funny part about it is everybody thinks of the men, but a lot of people don't think about the women. They come back just as tough as the guys do.
We come across a lot of our, I'm in love with a man that's 100% PTSD. He's been home 43 years from Vietnam. And he still jumps if I touch his shoulder from behind. I haven't announced I'm coming. It's, you know, it is what it is, and he lives with it. But as a result of that, you know, he's able to spot the young kids when we're setting up doing outreach events anywhere and everywhere, predominantly just biker events, because our bikers are very patriotic folks, you know. A lot of you guys served, and we're so grateful for your service. Yep. The young ones, you know, their PTSD has not been identified. They don't want to have it, first of all, but if you were in combat, you do. And they come back and they don't know how to live here with their family, so they just redeploy. Why these kids are gone 4, 5, 6 deployments. They don't know how to live here, and we've got to, if we send them, we must then mend them. And it's our obligation to help mend our warriors when they come back.
You're absolutely correct.
Could I share a little bit about another event?
Sweetheart, you got as long as you want to talk, you can have the whole show if you like.
Well, Phil, I'm really blessed. I sure thank you for this. We've got coming up October 29th, Old Town Temecula, across from Quade. We're going to do an event called Help Ride, H-E-L-P. You can find it at helpride.com. We've got a poker run and rock and roll all day. Gilby Clark from Guns N' Roses has come out, as he has for the last couple years, and he'll go ride with the guys and lead the poker run. They come back in. We've got a beer and wine license for the day. We've got vendors. Nice setup. We'll have Patriot Suspension's going to be there. They're just amazing at what they do at saving lives. Real proud that that's going to happen. But I'm most excited that we have now, all from the heart, is bringing, we've invited our warriors. We've got a dozen or so of our power chair recipients. We gift power wheelchairs and scooters to any veteran in need of assistance. Thus, I like to say we gift independence. It changes lives instantly. Now the VA, we could spend the show on the VA. The VA.
They suck.
So the VA is not taking care of our guys. They're not taking care of our Vietnam vets. They're not taking care of our Korean vets. And they're dying faster than anybody right now. Agent Orange.
I could tell you a quick story.
Yes,
Phil and I got approached about 5 years ago for the paralyzed vets.
Yes.
We have a run every year just to keep the van running because the VA, they took the van. They had no problem accepting the donation. We gave them a 24-passenger bus. So every year they call up. Well, even before the year's out, they'll call up and say it needs brakes or it needs tires or this or that. So I get that stuff donated too, but when we ask them, well, they don't pay for the insurance, they don't pay for the gas, they don't pay for shit, but they took the van.
That's lame. That's not how it should work. Thank goodness for the fundraisers, huh?
Absolutely.
Keep it going.
And that's where sometimes the biker community gets a bad rap because we're all human. We're all people. Just because we do certain things in life doesn't mean that we're everybody's bad.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes there's 1% in that 1% that can spoil the whole thing, but that's another topic for another show. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, it's all good. So I can tell you, I've been doing this part of my life is there's 8 years of serving as a volunteer for All From the Heart has just been the most amazing blessing. And bikers are our biggest sponsors, really, truly. They are the most patriotic. They already served, and they're still pissed. They got it. We get an opportunity to welcome home, because nobody told them. So here they are getting told no from the VA for their third and fourth year while they're appealing, begging for power chairs, asking for independence, when in fact if they've got arms, they get told no and they get put in a manual chair, and then they're dependent on others because their leg is still gone. They've gotten diabetes, so they get a little bit on the bigger side, and it's just not okay. So when my guy and I go and deliver a chair, we were up at the VA Loma Linda on Thursday. We gifted three chairs. And a little story I want to share. I got in the elevator. I don't believe in coincidences or not. I don't believe in it. It's just everything happens for a reason. So I'm in an elevator with a guy's daughter's pushing him in a manual chair. Looks like the airport, kind of the big metal bar around it, so it's a little bit easier for her to push her dad. Next to her is her daughter, who's 9. She's pushing the 2-year-old. So I knelt down to get eye contact and be on an even level with a man I now adore, whose name is Frank. I asked him, Frank, are you stuck in a chair much? And he says, I'm always in a chair. I say, okay, let's talk outside the elevator. So it stops and we get out, and I kneel down next to him again. I said, how would you like a power chair? And he goes, well, they won't give me one. I've been asking for a power chair for 3.5 years. My doctor won't give me one. I said, well, we will. I said, my boyfriend's at an appointment right now, but when he gets back to me, how about let's talk about this power chair? He was in disbelief that something that amazing could actually be that simple, because the man's on dialysis. His back is completely arthritic. He can only walk 15 feet at a time, and he's spent when he does it. His daughter's taking care of him. Then she's got her daughters. Come to find out, the daughter's pregnant. Well, within the next hour and a half, he meets my guy. My guy brings in with a 3-piece power chair. We call them. They're in the parking lot. They're getting ready to pull out of the VA. And I go, get out. Come meet me. So they got out, unpacked everybody, came down to the convalescent where several of our recipients were down there playing poker. It was just the best. So they were letting this guy, his name's Frank, know that I really am not full of shit, that this stranger lady that appears to care really does. And in comes KJ with a 3-piece power chair for him, and we hooked him up, taught him how to run it, put it in the van, and sent him home. I called today just a courtesy check to make sure everything was running tip-top smooth, and she said that we're a brand-new family. You have made everyone's life so much better, and of course, it's not me, it's the chair. I give all the glory to my Father in heaven. It was the most beautiful gift. I just cannot believe that in my life I get to be a vessel and do something like that and actually help someone's life become more independent. He's a Korean vet. That was a nasty place. And he fought for us, and we're not taking care of these guys, and it's not okay. So
no, it's not okay.
Our big event for that is called, like I said, helpride.com, October 29. Please come and be our guest. 10 o'clock, we're going to do the poker run, and it's going to be a great run. And afterwards, you've got Gilby Clark. We've got some great entertainment lined up, and we're going to raise awareness and raise money so we can do more power chairs. Because we're just refurbishing used chairs. So if someone out there has got a chair that's sitting vacant, we're picking up chairs, and we're refurbishing these chairs, and we're getting them back out to our vets at a very reasonable amount of money. If I did a conservative number on the chairs that we've gifted, for what they'd be worth, not, of course, what the government would pay for them, because that would make the number much higher, We're up over $350,000 with the chairs we've put out. And but the gift truly is priceless because it's like giving a guy a car.
Yeah.
He went from getting pushed in the Flintstone thing to, you know, he's in charge.
Exactly.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to watch. It happens instantly. It's amazing to be
you know,
there
every,
when it happens.
From time to time, I issue out a challenge because at least twice a month, Bill and I try and make it down to the VA in La Jolla. And we pick up a few ladies, strippers. They'll follow us down there, or we'll get them down there. And when we go in, the guys don't, you know, after everything's done and said, they don't ask us when we're coming back. They want to know when the girls are. They want to know when the girls are coming.
That's a good story. That's good stuff.
But when you walk up, you know, in like California, you know, the weather's fine and stuff during the day. So I challenge everybody, if you're within 100 miles of a VA, stop in and say hello. And don't walk up with your head down. Walk up and look them right in the eye. Stick your hand out and say thank you.
Yes.
Same with the women, because everybody's sitting outside sometimes, and they're just sitting there and nobody's talking to them. Just walk up and start a conversation.
Absolutely. It's been too long since someone spoke to them. There's a guy we gave a chair to. His name is Jim. We put him in a power chair. This guy was talking about broken vet here, man. And sat pretty hunched in his manual chair. We gave him his power chair, and he sat up tall right then and then. Everything changed for him. Saw him a couple weeks later, and the tattered thing, clothes he had been wearing were gone. He had shaved. He had his glasses on. He'd gone past the door, and I knew it was him. We were in talking to another vet, and he went by, and I hollered at him. I got to the door, and he'd flipped a bitch over, and he's already completely turned around, zip, looking at me. I said, hey, we're headed up to lunch. You want to go? He said, yeah, I'm buying. I thought, sure. And I wonder when the last time was he got to take somebody to lunch, you know, living in his living place. He's only 62 years old. So we go upstairs and have lunch, and visit for an hour. He was a different man than the man I met before he got his chair. He had confidence. It was just, and what a smart, how would I have known how smart he was? Wow, what a smart cookie. So he's going to be down. Some of our guys that have gotten chairs are all coming down to the party. It's for them, you know,
right.
And we need to raise awareness for sure. But we're going to put a nice spread out for our vets. Going to be our day to honor them.
You know, absolutely. And I'll be there. I'll be there.
I'm really happy that you're coming, Phil.
And
appreciate you letting me ramble, man.
No, go for it. You're on a roll, and people don't hear this enough.
Hey, it's my turn for a minute. It's Diane.
Sure.
Phil and Judy, I'm just letting you know, Patriot Suspension, one of the vendors at the Help Ride, just heard what you guys were talking about, and they wanted to let Judy know that they're donating 2 suspension kits for a raffle at the event.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
And I have to tell you, Patriot Suspension put their suspension kits on Shadows in my bike last October, and I got hit by a car in December, and I'm telling you right here and now, if I didn't have that suspension, I would have gone down. That car hit me at 60 miles an hour, and I kept that bike up.
Yay, Patriot Suspension, and skill from Diane.
And American Made.
That's right. Got to keep our eyes on the American Made.
Okay, I'm done. Judy's back.
Thanks, Diane. That's good shit right there, Phil.
Yeah, no, hey, and I'll talk to Bill, and we'll see what we can do about kicking down some stuff, too.
That'd be cool. I want to share something else that All From the Heart's doing, may I?
Anything you want, dear.
We have we've started a new program called Divine Equine. We're doing horse therapy for combat veterans with PTSD. That would be 100% of our combat veterans. So some of our combat vets come back and they got a little bit of struggle with the authority. They come back and they just soon not do talk therapy because it's bullshit and it's not working for them. But you hook them up with a horse and a therapist, not doing talk therapy, to sharing with you what they want you to do with your horse. That
right.
horse you got to build trust in order for that horse to do what you'd like it to do. You're on the ground for your first couple of sessions. We're buying, we've got four prepaid right now. We're just waiting for four different vets to come and do their divine equine time. We're giving them 10 hours each, five sessions at 2 hours. It's right down in Bonzo on the way to Oceanside. We are not choosing who the vets are, all from the heart. We keep our hands nice and clean. We'll let the Veterans Center choose what vet they would like to gift that to.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're simply the gifting agency. But this, it's working. This horse therapy is working. We are on to something here. The vets that are struggling so much with their PTSD are finding a calming and a peace. And then, of course, the trust that they build with their horse is
right.
Changing their lives. And we need to grow that program. We need to grow that program. And we need money.
Mm-hmm.
We need money.
My guy KJ's
a volunteer with the horse therapy and it's life changing, Phil. I can't tell you. Now, some folks can get on the bike and go fast. Then for some of our guys to just be near an animal so big and majestic is just it works for them.
Yeah, my name happens to mean lover of horses.
Really?
My first name, yes.
And you are, of course, then.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
KJ, do you want to share something?
We got a caller. Let me see if this guy has any questions, or whoever this is has any questions.
Okay.
615, you're on the air?
Hello?
Oh, turn down your sound in the background, please.
Hello?
Oh. Yeah, you're live right now. Turn down the sound in the background so that you can hear it.
Turn down.
You're on the air, buddy.
Well, until he figures out to turn the sound down, I can't bring him on because he's reverbing too much.
He has something he wants to say. We can tell, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
well, I can't tell you how wonderful this is just to have a vessel, to have opportunity to be able to share.
Right now, just with the chat room alone, there's 34,643 people so far. Plus the people that are...
That's a good number, Phil.
Plus the people that are signed in.
That's good stuff right there, man. We so much need to get awareness on these issues. We've got to do a better job with our vets, man. It's our responsibility. They're the reason you and I can have this conversation right now.
That's true, because right now this is the last bastion of freedom. I don't know if I told you guys the story about Bill and I were on the radio out of Carlsbad, and Bill happened to get on a rant about communist China, and that was on Tuesday, and on Thursday we were done.
Yeah, that's not okay.
No.
No. No. Have you shared with anybody about pulling into town on Friday night, how that went for you? Pulling into our little old town?
Well, no, because you want him to show up for your run.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Come visit friendly Temecula Old Town.
The only thing I will share with you about that conversation is, one, they probably won't look like me. Two, I retired my one-pounder. We're now running with a three-pounder that's called the Trooper.
I understand. That sounds like a good plan. KJ's standing here next to me. Can he share for a minute, please, Phil?
Anything, whoever's there, whoever wants to talk, you got the mic. It's your time.
Right on. Thank you, Phil, for the time. I'm a Vietnam vet, 18 months at a place called Elsie English, Northern Two Corps, with the herd, airborne all the way. And I'm asking my airborne brothers, I give a lot of chairs out to my airborne brothers from Vietnam. So many are dying of Agent Orange. It's just amazing. And the VA will not give them chairs if they're fourth stage cancer. They won't give it to them. And so they ask these guys just to stay home the last 7-8 months of their life and don't do anything. And that's not the way your end of life should be. You should be able to move and go and be mobile and have a fulfilled life all the way to the end. And our Wheels for Warriors program is giving them that opportunity. I mean,
and I know you guys don't hear it enough, but I thank you for what you're doing, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, every time I go to VA Loma Linda, I ambush my own set of vets. And, you know, at one point we had 18 wheelchairs in the side yard, and within 2 weeks we had given out 18 already. And we've given away 69 wheelchairs already. And as long as I can move and get things loaded in my pickup, I'll be taking and picking up chairs wherever I can get them. And it's all for my brothers, whether they're WW2s, Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan, any way that we can help them to get independence and get their lives back. This is what it's all about. This is our way of giving back to the vets that have given the most.
Uh-huh.
And, they need the support. And I know what it was like in 1970 when I come home, 1969. I know the greeting I got was not the best in the world. And I made an oath to myself that if I ever got a chance to do something different, that I'd hug every vet that I know that come home from battle. And so every vet I see, from WW2 to Afghanistan, I give them each a hug and I tell them, welcome home. And
A couple weeks ago, it's not said enough to these men. Yeah.
These men are making the biggest sacrifice for this country. And most of the time, it's only their family or close friends that ever welcome them home, and not a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
And, when they get a stranger comes up and shakes their hand and gives them a hug and says, welcome home, their eyes brighten up, and it does their day.
Yeah.
It makes their day when somebody comes up and thanks them for their service. It's the most gratifying thing that I found to do since I come home. So, again, I ask you a challenge to all my airborne brothers, whether you're with the 101st, the 82nd, or with the herd, help your brothers. And give us a call, and I'll do what I can to help anybody out that needs a power chair. So thank you all for your time. Appreciate it.
Oh, no worries, brother. And all that's up in the chat room, how to get a hold of you, your website, Wheels for Warriors, the phone number. I even put up the 3-minute video so people
you
can get an idea what you
do. That rocks. Thanks, Phil.
No worries. It's all up. Yeah, I put it all up in the chat room for you. We got a caller from I think this is British Columbia.
Yes, it is. Hi, Phil.
Hi, how are you? Is this
Marlene?
How are you, Marlene?
Oh, pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Not bad. We have the people on the phone from the Wheels for Warriors. All right,
okay.
You've been listening a little bit.
Yep.
Have you been listening? What do you think about this?
I think it's just awesome that these guys are doing this for them. I think that's a good thing. They're helping each other, and that's what we need to do, is think of, you know, what they've done and what they lose and everything, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
You've got to think of them, too. It just breaks my heart that there even has to be a war. You know?
Well, it breaks my heart that they come back home and they got to fight a war to get the shit they need. That's fucked up, too.
That's right. Yeah, that's so wrong. They should be treated like gods when they come back, because they've given them, you know, our country and everybody's country so much. And to know that, you know, the way they get treated sometimes, it's just so wrong. My hat goes off to them. I think it's just awesome what they did.
Thanks, Marlene.
Oh, no problem, hon.
Very cool. I feel blessed. This is my first experience with this, to, you know, being on live and getting to share. And
yeah.
And this is, you know, not a port we've ever had before. So I'm just really stoked. I'm feeling so
great on
now. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah. No problem.
Oh, no worries.
Appreciate
like I said, as long as you got, let's see, the event's on the 29th, so you've got three more days that you can call me up and talk about this.
Thank you, Phil.
You got the 20th, the 25th, the 27th. And if you can't make it on one of those days, you call me and we'll set it up and I'll archive it so I can play it and people can hear it. But what's going to happen is probably by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, you're going to have at least another 15 to 20,000 people listen to this show tonight.
That's a beautiful thing. Can I need to share something real important about that. If they add that they are coming because of All From the Heart, we're going to get $5 kicked back to us from every single person that registers. So they register for $25 to participate, and Golden Crown Productions is going to kick us back a $5 on every person that uses our name.
That's
going to be significant.
That'll be the first time I use somebody's name and somebody gets paid. Usually they're paying the other way after they get the ticket.
I believe you. Somehow I believe you, Phil. That will be cool. So, you know, drop in the name of All From the Heart. Check us out at allfromtheheart.org.
All that information is up in the chat room for you. And they can get a hold of you at 951-290-VETS.
V-E-T-S.
We have that 615. Hello, Ben. Are you calling from Tennessee again?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. You're there.
Am I here?
Live, buddy.
Listening.
I think he's having trouble with his phone.
Yeah.
No, sometimes that happens. Sometimes they want to they come in and I got a little gizmo here that tells me when they're listening. So they try and screw up the phone lines every once in a while.
Ah, I see.
I was holding them at bay a little while ago, but they're still trying to click in.
Uh-huh. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like those guys the other night, but that was fun.
I understand.
Cool.
I can tell that was fun. I have shared that story a few times.
I even went around the other way. I didn't just go straight out. I went right down Main Street. I don't know if you guys saw me.
As you should.
Absolutely.
We had a booth that came down that set up that was California. Let's see, they're pro weapons. What was the name, KJ?
Cal Guns.
CalGuns.net.
Right.
They are very pro Second Amendment, and we had them set up down here in Old Town, and they were giving out some very good information to everyone, and I shared that story about not putting your name on it.
Yeah.
You could carry it on your bike.
Yeah.
And they were very interested, and I gave them a card so they could, you know, give you a listen.
Yeah, what did they tell you?
They were astonished, and you were, you know, true and correct, of course. You knew the rules.
Hey,
and they just got a lot of joy and smiles out of what had happened.
Yeah, if you got, see, here's the thing. If you know what you're talking about, and people, if they listen attentively and use the information that they hear, and don't try and deviate from the way you heard it, just do it the way it's presented to you, you'll have no problems. But when you try and cut the corners, that's when your problems start, and then they got you.
Yep.
You want to try, the best defense is a good offense, and you want to keep them at bay. And that's what I do.
Because you know what you're doing. You know what you're talking about.
Well, I went to the School of Hard
your
Knocks.
Words.
Well, I went to the School of Hard Knocks, but I'm doing my postgraduate work right now.
I understand. That's a good one. Well, you know, we're sure thankful for your service as well, Phil. You had a big job. You were gone, and you served your country well, Phil, and you're still serving your country well by what you're doing.
Yeah,
right.
I know when I get done with the jobs I'm doing down there, some of it I can talk about, some of it I can't, but I know when those guys go out in the water, and I've been out on a ship in the high seas, I know how things operate out there, and I can honestly sit here and tell you that I know I did my job.
That's right. We're sitting here telling you thank you. We are very grateful for your service.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Sometimes, like I said, you don't hear it enough.
Can't be said enough. It just can't
no.
be done.
But
one of my favorite things is to reach my hand out to a man that's proud enough to put the hat on, Vietnam veteran, what have you, but then they're not getting the thank yous they should be. They've got a hero. They've got their hero's hat on, man. Why are we not? You know, why are we not just? One of my favorite things to do is cross a room and thank a stranger for my freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty wonderful, joyful thing to do for everybody. And you know, I've never had anyone tell me don't do that.
No, the only time I usually have any problems with one of the hats I wear, it's usually because it's the red and white one that says known associate. But that's another story, too.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a giveaway. Yeah, I'm talking about the guys flying their colors for their service. But I understand, Phil. I appreciate you sharing that. This has been a blast. Yay for putting us up, posting our shit. Thank you. We care deeply. Listeners, please know that this is a matter of the heart. This is a passion-driven nonprofit with folks that give a shit about our vets.
And you're involved with Shadow and Diane with the Search Angels stuff too, correct?
Yes. We support their ministry in a very big way. Anything we could ever do, we would do, as they have become unbelievable assets of ours. Became friends. And then they're always looking for ways to help us get the word out, to be able to reach out a hand, to support everything that we do. We're become a family, and I couldn't be more blessed.
No, and meeting them in Arizona and getting connected with them and then connecting with you, that's how it works.
Yeah.
We're all here to help each other, basically. That's my thing. If I can help you with going worldwide with this tonight, mm-hmm. Hey, I know when I go to sleep tonight, I'll feel a little better.
I feel like I'm riding on the roller coaster, which I love. I'm so happy right now. Here's KJ again.
You know, allfromtheheart.org has the donate button, but you can also email us, and if you want to donate a certain amount of money, whether it's to support our troops, Wheels for Warriors, or Divine Equine, you can make that request to where you want your money to go. You know, if you want it for the wheelchair program, you can make that known so that that monies will be allocated for that program. Or if a family member's got a vet that's been dealing with PTSD for 40 years and they want to put some money into the Divine Equine to help more of the vets with their PTSD problems, they can do that. You know, we're
mm-hmm.
all volunteer. Nobody gets paid. All the money goes out, 100% of it.
Yep.
You know, so they can.
Well, you know, sometimes I wish life was like a remote. That way we can play the easy times, pause all the good times, fast forward all the bullshit, and rewind the memories.
Yeah,
I hear you. Yep.
So if people want to donate, you can donate to any of the three that we do under All From the Heart. To support our troops in December for the Military Families Christmas. Oh, and by the way, at the end of the day, on that day, every kid gets a bicycle and a helmet, whether they're 3 years old and can ride a little tricycle to 14, you know.
That's a big surprise. The parents don't know. The kids don't know, and this will be our 8th year.
Come out and you get a bicycle at the end. I mean, even the parents trip out on it. They go, whoa, really? You know,
mm-hmm.
So we're all about the military, the families, the kids, the vets themselves. You know, that's our heart, and that's where we're at. So,
you know, Bill's shop is like a sanctuary. We get a lot of military guys there, and we talk to them because they want to go buy one of those 170-mile-an-hour crotch rockets. They've never been on a bike before, you know, and they come down and look at Dynas or Sportsters or whatever Bill's got in the shop. They're looking, and we take the time to talk to them and not to discourage them. I won't discourage anybody from what they want to buy or what they want to ride.
No,
but we try and tell them, look, you're looking for that rush that you had. here's a couple of events. Go to the events. Go check out things. See what it is. And the sport group bikes, it's nothing against them, but they run a different way than the biker community does.
Right, right. Well, the thing is that any organization, the bikers organizations, they all have an outreach program, whether it's the Crotch Rockets or whoever it is. They all have charities and that sort of thing that they donate to and give their time to. So the biker community is a giving organization.
Period.
They all give.
Absolutely.
All bets and they all care. So
that's right.
That's the way it is. And a vet's a vet. We got to take care of our own because the government's not doing it. And
no.
So that's when we have to pick up the slack. You know, we pick up the slack and we cover our brothers and our sisters. You know, and that's what it's all about. So that's where it is.
Can you guys do me a favor? I gotta hit a couple of buttons here and do a couple of things. But it's time for my favorite song, and I dedicate this one to all law enforcement. So just humor me, check out this song, and let me do my thing here, and then I'll be right back after the song. But don't anybody go anywhere.
All right.
Thanks, Phil.
Okay.
Don't go nowhere. Just check out this song. I'll be right back. For all the boys in blue.
I love it.
But, yeah, well, stick around. You hear the one I close out with. That one's even better. But that was Mike P. He's out of SFV, out of San Fernando Valley. And I put his link up in the chat room if you guys want to check it out. And then what I was going to say is, did you guys talk to Rusty about he's going to have an open house on the 20th, see about putting a booth up there?
Yeah. Who are you
because
talking about having a booth?
He does a lot of stuff with the military also.
Hey, Phil.
Yes.
Are you asking me, Judy, about a booth?
Yes.
Yeah. At helpright.com, there's vendor space.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, if you guys talk to Rusty about putting the booth up at his place, it's in Westminster, but he does a lot of stuff with the military up there.
No, I have not. I do not have a connection there. That would be nice.
Okay. I'll put my, you got my business card. My phone number's on the back.
Very cool.
Yeah, just hit me up sometime tomorrow after 10, and
okay.
I'll give you the numbers to call.
Would be good. I gotta step away now. I gotta get on to the next thing.
Sure.
Can I tell you how grateful, and I look forward to talking to you again. This has been a new experience for me, and it sure has been a blast.
Yeah, sometimes I change the music from time to time, but tonight I felt going a little wild, and I enjoy it.
It's all good.
Hey, Phil.
It was nice meeting
Shadow.
You.
I just walked in. How the hell are you, crazy son of a bitch?
I'm doing good, man. I retired my 1-pounder. I went with a 3-pounder now. It's called Trooper.
Yeah. You're stepping up, huh?
Well, yeah, I figured, after that experience I had the other day, I figured I really pushed the buttons now.
Yeah. I just saw something in one of the magazines I was looking at, and I was thinking of you. I was thinking of ordering it just for you, but they wouldn't ship it here into California.
What was it?
It was a double-edged throwing axe.
Send it to New Mexico.
Yeah, you can send it to my brother in Illinois. He'll make sure I get it.
I thought that looked really good on the back of your bike hanging down there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that'd go real good with that Free All Axe Murder sticker on the back of my helmet, too, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you down here in a week. So that next week, and that'll be good.
Yeah.
So
I put a challenge out.
It's 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
29th. So not this 29th. Week. Following weekend. I look forward to seeing you. Got a lot of stuff to talk to you about on the ground. So look forward to seeing you.
You guys want
to
plug while you and Diane are here now? Go ahead and give us a synopsis on Search Angels.
Go ahead, Diane will fill you in on all that. I got to get back to some paperwork I got sitting over there on my desk. But once again, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to seeing you, brother. And you be safe out there. And if you're down in Temecula area, stop by and see us.
You going to be there this weekend?
This weekend, I'll be here. What are we doing Sunday? On Sunday, I'm going to the Long Beach Bike Swap Meet. You're welcome to go with me. On Saturday, I'll be around. So, yeah, I'll be here on Saturday.
All right, maybe we'll do breakfast Saturday morning.
That'd be great. I'll get a hold of you between now and then, and we'll talk about that. All right, here's
sure.
Diane. Here, brother.
Okay.
Bill, this is KJ. Thanks again, man. I appreciate everything you're doing for our vets, man.
No worries, brother. Anytime. Like I said, you guys can call every day up until the event and even after. Anything else we want to do. And right now, for all those people that have a chair that's sitting in and nobody's using it, if you got some place to put it to where you know it's going to go to good use, you can get a hold of me through on the radio page. My email address is there, my phone number's there, and I'll put you in touch with the people that can do right with it.
Right on. Thanks, bud.
Okay.
Okay, it's Diane. I want to say thanks again for letting us talk. Search Angels, you can check us out on our Facebook page, Search Angels, or the website, searchangelsbiker.com. We're people that help reunite family, friends, and loved ones, and we do it for free. We'll reunite an adopted child with their birth family or military buddies. we help anybody that needs help just reconnecting with their family or friends. So that's what we do. And we're also big supporters of our military. We do a lot with All From the Heart and the Warrior Foundation. Actually, right now, we're working on a project for the Warriors, injured Warriors down in San Diego, where we're going to help them build a bike. Got a chopper kit from Big Bear Choppers coming in, so we'll be working on that in the near future. And so we just got a lot of things going on, and that's what Shadow and I do with Search Angels. So,
you know what I'd like you to do while you're doing, if you're going to do that, keep me updated with pictures, and I'll post them as it goes, as the build goes along.
Awesome, because we're going to auction that bike off next year when they get done building it.
Yeah, and like I said too, Shadow, you guys might want to get a hold of Rusty, see if you pop a booth in there with on his open house. I'm sure there'll be no problem with that.
That'd be cool. We'll talk to you later this week on that.
Sure, I will.
All right, you guys take care. Thank you for what you and Bill do. We really appreciate it, and have a good night. And sorry for your loss, Steve. We met on several occasions. Nice guy. Too bad.
Great dude. Great dude taught me how to throw a good right hook.
I bet. All right. Well, you take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
So, Marlene, what's going on in your part of the world?
Enjoying the sunshine. Still Harley's out there riding, which I love hearing the motors when they go by. It's like, woohoo, it's not winter yet here, thank God.
It's been foggy the last couple of days here, but I go to work about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. So I usually try and find the big truck that's going about 75, 80, and I get behind him. So I know how the lights are going. I don't have to worry about hitting anything.
Yeah, that's right. This is fun. Crazy, eh?
Yeah. So what else is going on? I know that when we talked the other night, Bill asked about women sleeping with their socks on or off. I don't know where that came from, but
that
did.
No, that was fun. Guess where my socks are right now?
You're wearing your socks right now? Okay, I'll be sure to tell them.
No way.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay.
No, against my religion. I run around barefoot all the time. I don't know what those other girls were talking about before. That's so funny.
No, and as you figured out, Bill and I are a couple of characters.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. It's nice meeting
but,
new people.
Yeah, and that's the way to do it. I mean, we're here to help, as you heard, and I will go to bat for any organization that needs help.
Oh, right on.
You know, right now it's like 46,000 people, and then tomorrow probably another 20. By the end of the day, probably by next Tuesday. Yeah, I'd say next Tuesday. Between this show and Thursday's show, probably about 75,000-80,000 people listen to the archives already.
Right on.
But like I said, if you miss anything, you just go to the show page and scroll down, and boom, you're there with every show that's we've ever played or done.
Okay. That helps. Thanks. So I got my homework cut out for me. I'm always busy, but I like to spend time with you guys and see what's new and what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot
of
information, right?
Yeah, and have you checked out the blog yet?
No, I'm away from the computer right now. When you did that on my wall, I didn't have time because I'm doing my work. I'm doing my work right now. I'm doing my daycare, so I'm multitasking. Keep running in, checking on the kids, and then I come back to you. You just don't know it. I'm very sneaky. But I had a thing about, I wanted to ask you about what you thought of people with tattoos.
Nothing wrong with that. Whatever makes you work for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I've got my tattoos done over a couple of years now, and I just moved down to Surrey actually a year ago, and I've never had so many problems with the cops down here in Surrey. And clicked on I Like to a group that has to do with the cops are bad in Surrey. They're all bad because I get harassed every time I go out, like when it was summertime. Of course, you show your arms more. Well, of course, that's where all my tattoos are and my leg. And the cops are nothing but a pain in the butt. And the way they act and the way they look at me, I find it harassment. And I just don't appreciate the way they treat you just because you have tattoos.
And I told you, if you go on their website.
Right.
And you go in there and you should have a page that says IA complaints.
Oh, okay.
And once you get there, like I told you, make sure you get all the names, numbers, and they have, first of all, they have to give you a business card when you ask for it. There's no way around it.
Okay.
Okay, so when you get the business card and you go to the website and you download and print the IA complaint, what you do then is you take it and you make a copy of your filled out one.
Okay.
And like I do, I always send either a big guy looking girl
right.
in to give it to somebody, and they sign it. Well, what they do is they date stamp it, and then they give you the copy that they date stamped, and they keep the one that you turn in.
Okay.
And then they have 10 days to answer you. So from those 10
right.
days, if they don't answer you, I'm not sure what they call it in Canada, but in the United States it's called the FBI, and you send them the same thing,
right.
and they have 10 days to answer you. If they don't answer you, you send one to the Department of Justice, and I guarantee the fourth or fifth day somebody's going to come and talk to you.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that, because, yeah, it's been this one area, I won't mention where, but I go into this one local area of this mall thing, strip mall thing, and the cops would pull up. And just the way they look at me and they stop suddenly and they're staring at me, or they follow my friend and me, we're walking across the parking lot, I'm thinking, you know what, if that was just someone in a regular car and that, I would call that stalking. It's like, go away, dude. So it's kind of crazy, but it's happened more than once, and I just didn't know what to do, but I appreciate what you're telling me now, because I'm learning something now, right?
And it's like I was telling you, you know, like I was telling you back and forth in emails.
Yeah.
If you go on my blog and you type in how to deal with police up in the search box, after
okay.
what you got to do is sign in and register, and then send me a message, and I'll approve it, and then it'll let you in where you can go in and you can type in whatever.
Uh-huh.
Say how to deal with police or what to do during a traffic stop.
Okay.
Say they want to take your phone and download your phone during a traffic stop, which they can't do. Right on there, it'll tell you what to do and how to do it. And if you go on the blog page, when you scroll down, there's usually 5 or 10 stories there. And then on the right side of that, as you get to about the second or third story, there's an article column on the side for every article that I've ever published.
Okay.
And you can just. That's when you click into that search box and type in whatever, and it'll tell you. It'll tell you about open carry laws. It'll tell you about knife laws. It'll tell you about your rights, everything.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks. It makes a difference. it's like getting monotonous, right?
Yeah, and what scares them the most is someone that knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, I remember what you and I were talking about, yeah. Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks, Phil.
What happened with that, with the headlight? That should have been a fix-it ticket.
Yeah, they had 3 days to fix it. So he fixed it, all right, because that was pretty scary. One, he had 5 people in the car, and there should have been 4, so the cop could have nailed him for about 3 or 4 different things, he said, but he just gave him a warning to go fix his headlight. So, oh, yeah, he did. But it was kind of scary getting home in the dark with no headlights and only one high beam working. That was awful. But, yeah, they made it home.
Well, I'm glad to hear they made it home safely. But, yeah, that's one thing you got to remember. If you know your rights, that's what scares them the most.
Yeah. Yeah, the person that was called over, he did handle him, the cop, well, and I guess because he wasn't being mouthy or anything, the officer respected him and said, okay, no problem, get going kind of thing. So, phew, I just was glad my daughter got home safe that night. No car accidents or anything, right?
So, basically what they do is they see the young kids, they know they don't know no better, so the guy's carrying 2 nightsticks at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean
yeah.
by that, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean by that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the thing, because most of these guys, they were the kid that got picked on in school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, most of them are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I work with
yeah,
a couple of guys. I work with a couple of guys that I know for a fact, if they weren't in the position they were, they'd still be timid little pricks like they were when they were working on their tools next to me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard a lot of more, probably more worse stories than I had good about cops in BC. Another one was, I lived in Prince Rupert before I came down here, and I remember this young girl, she was a teenager, she was hitchhiking, and I guess the officer picked her up, but I think he had allegedly raped her, and of course,
yeah.
Being a teenager, nobody believed her, so it was
yeah.
kind of heartbreaking to know that cops can get away with more crap than, you know, I don't know,
yeah,
I was very cautious.
We had a guy here in California that was killing women. A highway patrolman.
No.
Yeah.
That's scary crap, man.
That's why I tell people if you're getting pulled over and you don't feel
yeah.
comfortable, you don't have to stop right where he's trying to pull you over. You pull over where you feel safe and comfortable. Whether it's in a
yeah.
gas station, the 7-Eleven, in front of a restaurant, wherever there's people and you feel comfortable, that's where you need to pull over.
Yeah, I don't trust cops. I don't care whether they're wearing a badge or not, right? I have, you know, zero
yeah.
tolerance for crap. And when I see them act or how they act, it just, like, what? You know, like, go away. Like, I won't be polite back to them, right? If they want to get mouthy at me, well, that's one thing, or give me a ticket. But I told my best friend, I said, I'll probably go to jail one day because I have zero tolerance for the way they treat us. And they think they can get away with it.
Yeah, when I went out
you know?
To see these guys the other night, they weren't going to, I told them I wouldn't talk about that story because I didn't want people to
yeah.
not attend their. But, yeah, as soon as I hit town, they were on me like fleas.
Yeah, it's like my brother. He drives from one town to another town to get to where he's going. Abbotsford is one busy little religious little town, right? And he would get stopped there every time he rode his Harley through it. Every time he got harassed. I couldn't believe it. He has more patience than I would have because he gets harassed by the cops in Abbotsford. And that's not doing anything wrong, right?
And that's like I tell you, at that point they have two nightsticks.
Right.
The last time I had a big number of them, it was, we're going to handcuff you for your own safety.
Oh, yeah, I remember that story, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's craziness. But
yeah, it is.
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take us out here with a, I'm going to call it a night. I got a couple things I got to do. So, but I invite you to come back Thursday. Don't be afraid to call in. And you can tell Bill about not wearing socks again.
Oh, yeah. Everybody with their socks. Yeah, okay, no problem, Phil. You have a good night, okay? It was great talking to you.
You too.
Thanks.
All right, you're welcome. This is Atticus 7, Into the Blackness.
Thank you.
night, everybody.